This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is recruiting season. As I said before, when you're FSU, USF, and FAU, you're using this time to basically really set a foundation for the recruiting season, because with new coaches, new coaching staff, not so much so at UCF. They've pretty much got everybody intact. They went after the first national signing day with a lot of vigor, and they needed obviously a couple of kids to come aboard. They did, and they still have a couple of scholarships left. Jason Beatty covers them year round. Certainly has the pulse of the UCF Knights, and he's kind enough to join us on our national championship show. Jason, thanks so much for taking the time. You guys got a lot going on. I mean, building off of which may be not a great season for UCF fans, because they got spoiled, but certainly Miami fans would take that year and the bowl win certainly any day.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again. Excuse me. I think it's UCF fans, a lot of younger fan base than most colleges. Right. I think they're a little spoiled, 9-10 wins in the right 10 wins at the bowl game and only 3 losses. I mean, you look at this past decade of UCF football, the 2009 or 2010 team had 10 wins, and
right.
That was like the pinnacle, and now look where this program is 10 years later, and it's like, wow, only 10 wins, what the heck, so
yeah.
It's really
spoiled.
Interesting to see how that happened. Yeah.
I mean, and you look at it, I mean, you've been on this little magical ride. I mean, it's been a good one. I mean, last year, obviously, they broke their streak of New Year's 6 bowl games. But you know what? What's the difference? Because they're a program that now has built up an identity. They go out and recruit. And I think what they, I was up there for the Under Armour game, and I was watching a couple of interviews that Coach Heupel was talking about. And he said, our objective is to kind of continue to bridge the gap between a lot of the area schools. And he seems like he's done that. I mean, because the previous regime didn't endear themselves too much to the Orlando area schools. Not so much now. There's a lot of recruiting, a lot of good relationships being built in the Orange County area, the Lake County area over to Volusia. Now talk about that, because I think that's always essential to putting fans in the seats to kind of recruit locally.
Yeah, specifically, I'll give you a really good example. There was a defensive end, Joshua Celescar from Winter Haven. He was committed to Western Michigan and had some other offers out of state. They were able to go in and talk with him, and he came onto campus for a visit, and he ended up signing with UCF.
Right.
I think you look at some of these kids, it's like, one, you're going to play immediately if you're that talented, if you're looking at those Power 5 schools. And two, you get to stay closer to home. I mean, you don't have to – it helps everyone involved. It helps you. It helps your family. And I think UCF is, going to take as much advantage of that as possible. They got Jordan Davis, the younger brother of Gabriel Davis from Stanford Seminole at tight end. Even though we're not talking Central Florida, but majority of the guys from Florida this class were also from South Florida. So I think not only locally, but just in the state of Florida – 14 commits of the 17 signed were in the state of Florida.
Nice.
That shows where Josh Heupel's head is, and he knows the amount of talent not only in the local area but in the state. So it makes absolute sense to get those local guys in. Last season they did have a player playing in the Under Armour All-American game. He was from D.C., Tremont Morris Bash. He came in and announced at the Under Armour All-American game, and he had a huge freshman season. So I think you can point to that and go, look, you can play in this game and go to UCF and play right away and be a star, be a foundation for the future as well.
and be on national television a bunch, because they were, whether it would be a Friday night game or you know, whatever, a big Saturday night game or a Saturday afternoon game against Pittsburgh. They're, you know, they always have a challenge. And that's the one thing about this program. It's reached that level now where the outside games, outside the conference games, and we know the conference is now very well respected with Cincinnati and Memphis and schools like that that are getting national recognition all the time. And if you watch the NFL draft, Jason, you know, I don't have to tell you, that conference is very much a player in the NFL draft. Talk about what they need to get now. I mean, they have still some scholarships available. They plan to, I know that I was reading where they plan to use quite a bit of them. They have some kids that are, you know, coming down to the end with a few other schools. Any big names or any battles that are, you know, that you could see being won by UCF?
Right now they have 17 signed, about four spots left. One big spot that I would say they need to fill is quarterback, which sounds weird because they have Dylan Gabriel coming off a stellar freshman season. Behind him is Daryl Mack. But you know, you lose Brandon Wimbush. You know, that didn't go as planned, I would say, coming from Notre Dame for his last season of college football. And Quadri Jones, kind of that third-string quarterback, he transfers. He goes in the portal, goes to Alabama State, FCS school, so he can play immediately. And, you know, good for him. Business decision, I get that. They missed out on Michael Wright in the early signing period. He ended up going to Vanderbilt. You know, I think it's difficult to be a high school senior and say, hey, come to UCF instead of the bench for a year or two, or 3 years, potentially. And I understand that. You know, so quarterback is something they definitely need to focus on in these last couple spots. I haven't been able to find out exactly who they're eyeing right now, but there have been some offers put out. You know, we've also seen a lot of class of 2021 offers getting forward because they know, you know, they only have four spots really in terms of scholarships left, right. According to my math. So, yeah. You know, so they're, you know, they have to put effort into the rest of 20, and they'll make some signings here and there. I would say wide receiver is another one that they can, you know, why not have more wide receivers on the team, and probably defensive line just as well, just to have that depth. You know, that's something that they probably should look into. You know, but they're also offering 2021 kids, and they know that that's next, and that's where they can put more of their focus into. But the number one priority, in my opinion, is signing a quarterback in this class. Because you look at FSU and there's other programs that, you know, didn't sign a quarterback for a while. It does not hurt to have a large quarterback room like UCF did the past couple of seasons. So they just want to make sure that they're in the right place.
No, I do agree because, I mean, at the worst, they could transfer out. I mean, but at least you have them in there. They get to battle. You add some competition to that room, which, you know, you find out in Miami the same thing. I mean, you know, people are kind of, oh, well, why should I go there if they're going to because you need to, because, you know, I mean, if you're better than the person, you know, the quarterback position. I mean, if you get a hot hand and all of a sudden for a couple of weeks, you're definitely the flavor of the day. You become the number one quarterback, and you could have been.
And look, you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. You know, you look at what happened to Mackenzie Milton, and Daryl Mack steps right in, and he wins UCF conference championship a year ago. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen. And to have quarterback depth, whether it be a freshman or a grad transfer or a JUCO guy coming in, maybe learning the system and then playing the year after that. You need that depth. You just don't know what's going to happen on the football field.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Jason Beatty joining us, talking UCF football. The one thing I was going to say to you is the advantage that UCF has in South Florida, and we know there's a large talent pool down here, but when you have familiar faces like Randy Shannon and also Corey Bell and definitely Willie Martinez, three guys that played their high school football down in South Florida and have so many ties, I mean, advantage to you guys. I mean, obviously, because of the fact that a lot of those kids respect what UCF's done, compounded by the fact that they know those coaches and know what they're capable of, and what, you know, as far as you know, advancing players and bringing the kids to the next level. Talk about that advantage, because I think that's huge.
Yeah, we mentioned it earlier. I remember after early signing day, or the day of early signing day, you know, you look at Devontae Brown, cornerback from American Heritage,
yes,
and Justin Hodges from Western. Those are two guys that probably don't go to UCF over the University of Miami unless Randy Shannon or those coaches are here. Yeah. Especially Devontae Brown, his father went to Miami. I mean, who would have ever thought that would happen 10 years ago? A kid whose father goes, who went to Miami, he's a legacy. He has the offer from Miami, and they're recruiting him, and he picks UCF instead.
Yeah.
You know, that just that. You know, not only the ability to have those connections, but to get those recruits and get those big name players or those key players that you need that can fit in your system from South Florida.
Good stuff. Before I let you go, I gotta talk Taco Fall. I mean, look at this. He's all of us. He's right in that mix to play in the All-Star.
It is. It's incredible. He's kind of like he's almost in terms of bait. I would reference or make a. Similarity to baseball. He's not good enough for the pros, but he's good enough. He's killing it in AAA.
Yeah.
You look at what he's done in the D League. I mean, he's just dominating. When he does play with the Celtics, he's giving you, 8-10 points, a couple blocks, a couple rebounds, and just really, really consistent play and play that's just, if you play 10 minutes, you're probably going to get 8 or 10 points out of it. Just really efficient basketball that you don't see from really anyone else. You can just toss him the ball into the paint or under the hoop in the paint, and he's going to score.
Yep,
I talked with Johnny Dawkins the other day, and just to have him in the pros, it's a big thing for UCF to have someone like him just being embraced by the city of Boston and the nation.
Good stuff. Jason, again, thanks so much for joining us. We'll let you get back to watching the game. We'll catch up to you after the last signing day, see what happened, see who actually is in and who now, because how many kids do you have on in early? Are there kids that, because I know school started today or tomorrow, did they have, how many kids signed early that are in there early?
They had eight enrollees.
Okay.
They had the name I mentioned, Jordan Davis, the tight end.
Yes.
They had a linebacker from Arkansas enroll, defensive lineman. They had a 6'8" or 6'6", 385-pound offensive lineman from Germany that I mentioned before, Paul Rupel.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
They were able to early enroll him, figure out that coming over from Germany, which is really interesting. And a couple defensive backs. Corey Thornton and JUCO transfer Devontae Dawson.
Yeah.
And then UCF got a graduate transfer, an offensive lineman from Tennessee, who was able to early enroll as well. So they have 8 early enrollees, which is a good number to have. You look at the freshmen that were able to play right away, and most of those guys were early enrollees. So I think a lot of the class understood that that was really important.
Good stuff. Well, I appreciate it, Jason. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much again for checking in.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Jason Beatty covers UCF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.